Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I've introduced you before to the concept of the spiteful mutant, so I don't want to have to repeat what that is. Please see videos pass him. But I have received a number of criticisms of the concept of the spiteful mutant, and I would like to respond to these. The first is the argument that it is absolute nonsense to say that there are any genetic differences between religious people and non-religious people, or that there are any genetic differences between left and right. Well, that is, in being adaptive, that is simply untrue. Those who collectively worship a moral god are more likely to be married, less likely to be divorced, and more likely to have children. Reference, Michael Bloom, The Reproductive Benefits of Religious Affiliation. The lower rates of genetic, physical, and mental illness among these people. They live longer, and they're more likely to get over serious illnesses, and they have lower morbidity. Reference, H. Koenig, Religion, Spirituality, and Health, The Research and Clinical Implications. Religiousness is therefore a cognitive bias. It is the evolutionary norm. Consistent with this, atheism is associated with markers of mutation, such as left-handedness, autism, poor physical health, poor mental health, and being physically asymmetrical. Reference, Edward Dutton, G. Madison, and Curtis Dunkel. The mutant says in his heart, there is no God. I could give you various other references for this as well, such as this Berggren et al. There's various others. It's associated with having a more symmetrical and attractive face, if you're conservative. In other words, a lower level of mutational load. Reference, N. Berggren et al. The right look. Conservative politicians look better and voters reward them for it. People that are conservative are taller among men. A reference, R. Aaron Shalam and S. Watson, Height, Income and Voting, British Journal of Political Science. The thing above was in the Journal of Politics and Economics, and so on. So there is lots of evidence that there are differences in genetic health between people that are left-wing and people that are right-wing. So that's the first problem refuted. The second counter-argument that is given is that the concept of the spiteful mutant is somehow insulting, that it's an appeal to insult, that it's verbal violence, and therefore it's just as bad as using a term like racist or whatever. My counter-argument to that is that the term spiteful mutant is clearly in the literature. It's a term that was cited by William Hamilton. It's a scientific term, and therefore it is legitimate to use it. Moreover, this seems to be an example of what's called Anton's celebration parallax. This is the idea that if somebody on the left says something, then it is to be celebrated and it is good and it is great, but if somebody on the right says the same thing as a criticism against the left, then it's evil and it's wrong and it's a conspiracy theory. Now, you could think of various obvious examples, as I don't have to give you any, but for example, the leader of Sinn Féin said, we feminist women are the witches that you never got round to burning. I.e., we are the mutants, we are the weirdos. So she's celebrating, essentially, being a mutant, being a person of high mutational load. Similarly, people who are on the left will do things to indicate that they are something non-human. They will dye their hair unnatural colours, blue or whatever. They will dress in unnatural ways. They are implicitly stating, we are a bit different from humans, we are a bit abnormal, we are a bit strange. They are celebrating being strange, being unusual, being essentially mutants. Not only that, people on the left will talk about the importance of genetic diversity even when it comes to things like disability. And they'll talk about ableism, and they'll say that we shouldn't abort children that have Down syndrome because they make an important contribution to the genetic diversity of the population. So what they are celebrating is high mutational load. They're saying it's a good thing, and yes, we people that are leftists, we celebrate high mutational load, we have high mutational load, high mutational load is great. But when someone who they see as their enemy says it, when I say it and imply that it's a bad thing, then they don't like it, then it's a conspiracy theory, then it's an insult, then it's terrible or whatever. And what that reflects is really it's just a matter of power. They like having the power to assert to other people, yes, we're different, yes, we're not like you, yes, we're we're problematic and proud and all this kind of thing. When those people, those same people who they want to insult and disgust, turn around and say, yeah, there's something wrong with you, you're mutants, yeah, then that's having power over them. That's us saying we don't like them, and therefore it's an insult, it's a conspiracy theory and whatever. So that's my second response. And the third response is that someone said that the theory was unfalsifiable. Now, because I could give examples of right-wing spiteful mutants, or I could give examples of good-looking left-wing people. Therefore, it's unfalsifiable. That doesn't make sense at all. If that's the case, then nothing, pretty much nothing you can say in psychology is falsifiable. If you take a large sample and you find a relationship between X and Y, then that is what you have found. If it's a correlation of 0.1 or it's a correlation of 0.9, it doesn't matter. It's a correlation. The relationship's there. What would falsify it would be to show that there were serious problems with your sampling and to redo the study and show that the relationship didn't exist. That would falsify it. So the whole model of the spiteful mutant can be theoretically falsified if you show that the studies that indicate that people that are on the left are on average higher in markers of mutational load than people on the right. People that are atheists are, on average, higher in markers of mutational load than people that are traditionally religious. If you showed that all those studies were highly problematic and you did a proper study and you showed there was no relationship, you falsified it. Boom. So, of course, it's falsifiable. So I hope this demonstrates to you the veracity of the spiteful mutant concept. It is a hugely important concept. It is underlies, ultimately, the reason why our society is pushed in this super individualistic, clownish direction. And I think you need to all tell your friends about it. And goodbye!